Live from the Whiskey A Go-Go on Sunset Strip in Hollywood, California. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With our special guest, Miss Burley County, Idaho, for 1972, first runner-up for the Miss Idaho contest that year, Sophia A. Offutt Martinez. And with the eldest of the Ringhausen brothers, cartoonist, editor, statesman, first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the legal representative for the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, a lawyer's lawyer, Richard J. Ringhausen. And are you tingling with anticipation? Marksman, daredevil, sculptor, six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. A man skilled in the secrets of science, who once brought his pet dog back from the dead. The youngest of the Ringhausen brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
Yay. I got a question for you, Rick, before we get into our guests here today. Is this one of the Winters? Is this Johnny Winter or Edgar Winter
Group? Edgar Winter Group.
Edgar Winter Group, okay.
Frankenstein. That's why I threw that little line about bringing your dog back to life. It's kind of a Frankenstein thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught that or not.
Yeah, you know, I think that you could do that with like an electric fence charger.
Oh, you're probably right. Yeah.
Out on the farm, you know, people improvise with different things out there.
And you've already got the little thing that, what'd you call it, where the, like, TV antennas, where the electricity bolt slides up them.
Yeah, like from the Frankenstein movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Got one, made it myself.
What'd you call that?
With spare parts.
A Vander something? Vanderdyke machine?
Something like that. Anyway, it's super dangerous. Don't try it at home, kids. It will kill you. Yeah. All right, Rick, introduce your guest here today.
As you know, I have a lot of experience in the beauty queen business.
Yeah, mostly limited to Calhoun County,
no,
Illinois.
I understand that, but right. I mean, I was an MC for like 20 years.
Right.
And over the years, we've interviewed a lot of...
We have a lot of royalty.
Today, I have a higher ranking one. I've got someone that actually made it to first runner-up in the state contest of the state of Idaho.
That's right.
Sophia Offutt Hernandez.
Martinez.
Well, I knew it was some Hispanic name.
Well, that's your professionalism coming through there, Rick.
Well, usually I have a card where I read that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for coming on your, or thank you for being with us today.
Well, I am just delighted to be here.
You go by Sophia or Sophie, or what do you prefer? What do you like?
What's your choice?
I go by Sophia because I tell you what, after my contest, they started calling me second place Sophie, and that did not jive with me very well.
Wow.
So, what, Sophia.
What bar were they calling you that in?
I don't think I'm supposed to name names on this show. I think that says it in my contract, so.
Nah,
yeah, but you lost, so you can say whatever you want.
Exactly.
I placed, thank you. First place.
The beauty queen contest, that stuff. I mean, you start off at a county level. Now,
right.
Locally, the ladies who win at the county level go to the state, but it's like Miss State Fair Queen. They don't go on to the Miss America contest or the Miss USA.
Oh, right. Yes, they do.
Not.
I think you got to win some other thing to get into that.
Yeah,
right?
That's a different contest entirely. Like the one you were in which county? What's your county? Would I say Buckner County or something like that?
Yes, Buckner County, Idaho.
Their county thing actually was part of the Miss America program.
Are you a potato queen?
Well, some do call me a spud muffin, that's for sure. But yeah, so actually my great-granddaddy, he was the one who invented the tater tot.
The Offutt family. Is that sheet over there behind you? I brought a sheet. The Offutt family are like the biggest potato growers in the United States.
That's right.
I think this is this what you're looking for?
No. Wasn't.
Your leg's giving out, Rick? You okay?
No, here.
Are you having a stroke?
I don't know. Do we need to be doing something here? Are you okay, sir? Sir?
I'm fine.
Okay? Okay.
Well,
like I was saying.
You know, to me, if you're in Idaho and you're part of the Offutt family, you're starting off with a leg up, wouldn't you think?
Well, yes, you are. Like I said, my granddaddy invented the tater tot.
You know, I watched this program one time. This has been years and years ago. Who was the guy that did the daytime talk show? Merv Griffin. Russ and Merv Griffin show. And he's been dead at least 20 to 30 years. So, yeah, it goes back. But he had these two guys on the show that were potato farmers. And one of them was from Idaho, and the other was from Maine, the two biggest potato-producing states in America. And on the table, he had, you know, like 10 bowls of mashed potatoes. And some of them were Idaho, and some of them were Maine potatoes. And he had these two guys each taste them and then see if they could tell which one was which. And after they did the tasting, you know, and they had them, you know, in soundproof booths. So this first guy comes out, he goes, Idaho, Idaho, Maine, Idaho, Maine, Maine, Idaho, Idaho. And the other guy comes out exactly the same, and they were both perfectly, they got them all exactly right.
That they could tell the difference between an Idaho.
You can.
Hmm.
Why?
It's the soil, of course. So the soil in Idaho is rich. Want to know why? Because Idaho is also known for its gemstones. We have...
It's known for what?
Gemstones. Gems. Gemstones. Diamonds.
You don't grow potatoes in gemstone ground.
Yeah, but it is the gemstone state.
No, I get that.
It's rich soil.
I get the
you
pun.
Understand?
That doesn't... Okay, that's...
It's a pun.
That's a pun.
It's
a
rich
pun,
soil. That is why the Idaho potato is better. But I do have to ask you two a question.
Ask away.
Okay, if you were about to only be given the chance to eat one type of potato for the rest of your life, I'm talking McDonald's hash
Yukon
brown.
Gold.
I'm talking you cut a potato in four pieces and you
Yukon
drop
gold.
It in the deep fryer. I'm talking your steak fry, your skinny fry, your McDonald's fry. I'm talking your breakfast potato, your hash. I'm talking the kind where your grandma puts some oil and some peppers in the
You're
potato.
Not talking about a variety of potato. You're
no.
talking about how a potato
how
is
cooked.
Prepared.
Oh, McDonald's French fries. That's pretty simple.
And you
and those are real potatoes, aren't they?
I like the waffle fries from, what's the chicken place?
Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine's McDonald's hash brown. Final answer.
Okay. Going back to this beauty queen business. When I did Calhoun, emceed it, you know, there were always five or six girls who'd run for Miss Calhoun County. And that involved, they had to come out and they gave some speech, they wrote it, and it was always about why Calhoun County was the greatest place on earth. Or whatever county you're in, it was always that. And then they had to grit their teeth and walk across stage in swimsuits. And then they had to, like, be interviewed by judges. That was it. There was no talent part of that show.
Really?
No. The county fair, local county fair.
Idaho still do a talent?
Miss America requires talent.
They do require talent.
But did Miss Idaho require a talent segment?
Yeah.
Miss Idaho did require a talent.
And what was your talent?
Segment. Well... You're not going to believe this, but sitting in front of you right now is the woman who's broken the world record for eating the most amount of spikes off of a rotten potato.
Most amount of what?
Spikes. You know how when a potato starts to turn a little bit, it gets a little spiky? Well, I had a sack of spiky
eating
potatoes.
Sprouts.
Yeah.
The sprouts.
I ate the sprouts.
I didn't know they call them spikes.
I never heard that before either, yeah. But I'm not a potato farmer.
Well, I am.
Did you know that Offutt family has like 50,000 acres of potatoes? That's a lot of potatoes.
And they produce these frozen potato market.
We do.
Interesting.
Whole Foods and Trader Joe's.
11 potato processing facilities across four states producing a range of potato products, including frozen fries, mm-hmm. fresh packed potatoes, and potato flakes for both retail and food service market.
So you're a princess of the potato family.
That is true. Although I will say I've been trying to advocate for us to do away with those potato flakes. They just are not good.
I got to ask a question, Sophia. My brother and I, Rick here, grew up on an apple orchard. We were, you know, the apple business. Our great-great-great-grandfather was the apple king.
Mm.
And
we're apple princes.
Children.
Not princesses.
We were involved in every single aspect of the apple growing business. Uh-huh. You know, pruning, spraying, mowing the orchard, picking the fruit, sorting the fruit, transporting the fruit. Making cider, we did it all. What was your experience in the potato business?
Oh, same thing. I did it all. I would seed, I would sow, and I tell you what.
You would seed and sow?
Correct. I would seed and I would sow, and I would dig up every goddamn potato that we planted.
Potato seeds?
One by one.
I told you there were potato seeds. You didn't believe me. You know, then we had a whole show. We had a whole show where I talked about potato seeds, and you said that was not true.
We've never had a show where we've talked about potato seeds.
Apparently one whole show.
I mean, I understand the whole business of cutting into eyes and putting the eye in the ground.
Yeah.
But potatoes, you know, it's like a chicken and an egg, man. They had to have come from a seed at some point.
Well, speaking of eye in the ground, one time I was digging up a real ripe crop, and guess what? I accidentally dig up a body, starting with that eye. That one eye, it was open, staring back at me.
So then your talent for Miss Idaho was telling stories and spinning yarns?
No, I told you. It was eating spikes off in potatoes. Apparently it wasn't good enough to win.
Why was there a dead body in the potato?
Because potato business, Alan.
It's like the mafia. You were mafia of the potato world.
I was going to say, it's like the orchard business, man. You know what goes on back by the twin tanks.
That's right. I'm sure a lot of making out.
No, that's where you bury the bodies, like on Yellowstone. He has never seen Yellowstone, probably.
No.
There was a whole section on Yellowstone where they had one part of the ranch where it was kind of outside the jurisdiction of any county, and that's where they'd throw the bodies.
Okay.
Potato business just like that.
County line.
Yeah.
It is, and I'll tell you one thing, too. Another Idaho
fact.
Is it
one thing or two?
One thing. 200. 200. An Idaho fact is we heat all of our houses using hot springs. So the smell in Idaho is just ungodly egg-like. I mean, it smells like a body. So you could basically bury a body anywhere in Idaho and get away with it.
Idaho stinks.
What part of Idaho are you from?
The bad smelling part.
No, I mean...
Boise,
you're part of the state that's got that little piece that sticks up, or kind of the fat part towards the bottom?
The fat part toward the bottom.
I've assumed it was the bottom part with your... Southern Idaho accent.
Well, they do say that the Idahoans have no accent. We are the most neutral of the states in terms of how we sound.
I think that's accurate.
That's why I can be on radio.
All right, I got a commercial I'm going to do.
I think that's accurate.
Can I do a commercial?
Yes, please. Unless you want me to read it.
No, I don't. Well, you want to read a commercial?
Well, maybe.
It could be her talent.
Go ahead and read a commercial. Let's see how you can do.
Today's episode is brought to you by Dr. Ferd's Smelling Aid. You know how when your eyes go bad and you wear glasses, when your hearing fails, you wear hearing aids. What happens when your sense of smell disappears? Will you never enjoy the smells of fresh baked bread or Old Spice aftershave
or
ever
fresh
again?
Baked potato?
Almost added that in and I didn't. Well, worry no more. It's Dr. Ferd to the rescue with his patented odor enhancer. Dr. Ferd's ingenious device has over 3 million scent receptors, the same as a bloodhound. Simply click the enhancer onto your nasal septum and insert the electronic receptors into each of the nasal vestibules. You'll smell the results instantly. Find your car keys simply by the odor of your skin oil. You'll know when that good-looking woman at the bar has released her pheromones. Mm-hmm. Idaho. You'd soon be known as the human bloodhound. So give Dr. Ferd a call today, and before you know it, you'll be smelling like a dog.
Brad Gunn smells like a dog right now, doesn't he? All right, going back to the Beauty Queen.
He's a good tracker.
Back to the Beauty Queen.
Is he a mutt?
My question is, you know, when you're talking about Miss America, you know, and getting to be on TV and whatever scholarship lie they tell about it, you know, that there's some cash involved.
Yeah, what is the prize on Miss Idaho?
$1 million in a briefcase.
Well, that's cool. No wonder you're pissed out or wank mad.
Boiling hot like a potato.
My question is there a lot of cattiness? Is there really? I mean, I got to think there's cattiness when it comes to these big time contests.
Oh, of course there's catty.
You know what music you should play our intro?
What?
Private Idaho.
Oh, My Own Private Idaho. That's the Talking Heads, right?
No.
B-52s, yeah. I believe.
The B-52. That's what I meant.
When she
I
said, would know.
When
they
I said,
originated
when I said,
from Idaho.
When I said Talking Heads, I meant B-52s from Idaho?
They are.
Are they?
They are.
I know they do My Own Private Idaho. Well, them are the Talking Heads.
That's why they had the hairdos that they have. Idaho's the beehive state.
No, it's not. Utah's the beehive state.
It's actually the cutthroat trout state, and I tell you what.
Cutthroat
them
trout.
Them beauty bitches are cutthroat. They are. That's why we
Sophia,
got that
Sophia.
That
Sophia, we don't
animal.
We don't curse on this show.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I guess that's not very ladylike of me, is it?
Yeah, you know, come in second place.
Is there, is there a lot of hair pulling? I mean, like, slapping each other and with wet towels.
Sabotage
and
each other's
hair.
Makeup, you know, like,
oh, yeah.
Putting cayenne pepper in somebody's lipstick, that kind of thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, one time I woke up in the middle of the night and guess what was on my pillow next
a
to
scorpion.
Me? One long red fake nail. There is nothing scarier than that. Than one long red fake nail.
Why is that scary?
I don't know. I assumed it was one of the beauty queens trying to get me.
It's just the sort of thing that creeps you out like being married alive.
Right.
I'd say, you know, like a horse.
Or being married in general.
A horse's head in your bed would be more frightening than a single.
Than a fingernail?
Fingernail.
One red nail? No, and it was a long one, too. Poke
was
your
there,
eye
was
out.
There a finger hooked to it?
Now, yes.
Now, to me, that would be scary.
Cartoon. Yes.
You want a finger? I can get you a finger. I guess you finger an hour.
You don't know. You don't want to know how. That's the Big Lebowski. They probably didn't talk about that much in Beauty Queen school.
Probably not.
So you have a coach?
Do I have a coach?
Yeah, do Beauty Queens have a coach?
No, I don't
you have a
have
posse,
a coach.
An entourage?
No.
Oh, you
when
have somebody
you
who lines
beautiful.
Up your clothing and your somebody that does your makeup, somebody does your hair, somebody picks out your shoes.
So do you remember the name of the person that beat you?
Oh, I do.
Who was it?
Is her stepdad?
And my ex-husband, but we won't go into that story.
Mr. Hernandez or Martinez or whatever.
Not to be named. No, I kept that name, though, out of spite.
Okay, so instead of who beat you, who came in first in the Miss Idaho contest of 1972 or whatever it was?
Louise Marie Fletcher.
Wait, how many years ago was this that you ran?
1972.
and you're
you
still,
might remember watching me
and
on
you're
TV.
Still upset about this?
Well, of course I am.
What have you done since?
What have I done since? I've taken over the business, the family business.
Okay, business.
Okay.
You're better off with that than you were.
Yeah, why'd you waste your time doing that?
Because that Beauty Queen stuff, yeah, there's nothing in it. You know, I did some research. You got a sheet there about the Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
You know how some states, you know, if you're California or Texas, you know, that Beauty Queen business down there in Texas, That's life and death.
California can be that way too. But yeah. Texas, you're right. Texas, it's all about high school football and beauty pageants.
There's not been many people who've made it very far in Idaho.
Let's see. Well, we have a history of the Miss Idaho placements in the Miss America contest. This isn't the...
Yeah, it's different. No, this
is when you get to Miss America, how the Idahos fared.
Right. We had a 16th place back in 2015, Sierra Sanderson.
Yeah.
15th place, Louise Fletchner.
She ran more than once.
In 1939. And then we had another person from Idaho that placed 15th, and that was Kylie Solberg in 2017. We had two 10th place winners. Marlene Coleman came in 10th place in 1961, and Nina Forrest came in 10th place in 2019. And then in 1972, that was the same year that you were running for Miss Idaho. In the meantime, Karen Hurd, did you know Karen?
I did know Karen.
Karen Hurd is a fantastic story about the Idaho. She was like Miss Idaho, right? In what year was that? 61?
72. 72. That was the same year that she was,
running
on the county fair queen level.
Okay, so Karen Hurd, Karen Hurd goes to Miss America contest, and she gets picked as one of the top 10 for real life, right?
Just like me.
And Miss America has a talent show, and she sings as part of her talent. And on the day that she has to do the singing on national TV, she gets laryngitis and can't do her song. That's a true story. Can you imagine that?
There was a reason she got it. I'm not going to say why.
Sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I've been sworn.
Wow.
That says, see, you've got her as first runner-up in 1972, but down lower, you have 1971. Which year was it?
Oh, Karen Hurd, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, again, you can run more than once for these contests. I hope you realize that.
Yeah, why would someone?
Why wouldn't you? When you have looks and brains.
I'm saying
is
if you ran and you won, you've succeeded. You're done.
Well, she didn't win.
But if you didn't win...
Right.
Why would you put yourself through that again?
You know, I noticed like at the county level, like I said, MC the Miss Calhoun contest.
Yeah.
You know, and it's fun and games until you get to that last bit where you've got to read who won and who didn't win.
Yeah.
And, you know, so someone's really, really happy and four or five people's dreams are crushed, right?
Yeah.
And it's always terrifying. You know, they're sad and they cry. But every so often, you'd come back the next year and there'd be someone who would try again.
Hey, I'll tell you why. So it's kind of like whenever you find the love of your life, aka Mr. Martinez, and then things just don't work out. Does that mean you give up on love? Does that mean that you'll never get married again? I don't think so, fellas. You try. You try and try and try and try.
Go back to that same well. How many times did you have to do it before people said, you're like a two-time loser, three-time loser?
What was your nickname again?
We're not going to go there.
Okay. So this Offutt company, is this like a Fortune 500 company? That's a big deal, right?
It is, yep.
I mean, it's a big deal, even if it's not potatoes, right?
But it was founded. I mean, it's a fairly new company. It was founded in the 60s by Ron Offutt.
I mean, 60s was a long time ago.
It says he started growing potatoes with his father. The company was rebranded as R.D. Offutt Farms in 2018. Today, it remains a family-operated business with Ron's daughter, Christy, serving as chairman, and his son-in-law, mm-hmm. Keith McGovern, as mm-hmm. president. Where do you fit in the hierarchy of the potato-growing?
That would be the black sheep monarchy. Of the family.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, how a mayor is a position? That's a very important position. I'm kind of like the mayor.
Of Potato Town?
Yes, the Potato Town.
I think being president would be better than mayor.
Oh, no, because the mayor actually gets out there
And sows the potato seeds.
Sows the seeds. Digs it.
I dig it.
Dig it too.
What's your favorite variety of potato?
Yukon Gold.
Okay. Hey.
Yukon Gold Star.
Those little potatoes that you can get, like a bag of little tiny potatoes.
Yeah, baby potatoes. Spuds. Those little red ones.
What are those, actually?
Potatoes.
It's a variety in and of itself, right?
Nubbins, they call them.
They used to call them that,
but that's not a term we like to say
anymore. Now they call them uglies.
What's the history of the potato?
What do you mean, what's the history
of
the
potato? What country are they indigenous to?
Well, United States of America in Idaho.
I think that they originated in South America, if I'm not mistaken.
Where did apples come from?
Conquistadors.
Where did apples come from? The good Lord gave Adam and Eve an apple back in the day of the men.
You don't think there's any potatoes in the Garden of Eden?
Not back then, but there are now. I bet if they were to retell that story, it wouldn't be tempting with an apple, that's for sure.
They'd be tasting if you're... Adam, I baked this potato for you.
As long as you have sour
Where's
cream.
Where's the sour cream and butter?
Is that what Adam sounded like? That's like he's from Brooklyn?
No, yep. I mean, sounds like he's from Idaho to me.
I'm a little confused by accents, Rick.
I'm off my feet on that topic, too.
If you had to eat a potato in any way or form, and you were going to make it yourself, what would it be?
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes?
Yeah. Take that bag, rip the top off, pour it into hot water, stir it, fork it up a little
Take
bit.
Take the bag. You're talking potato flakes.
He's talking instant.
That's like that dandruff.
Yeah, but, it's,
potato flakes are potato, right?
And they're so easy to make.
No, they do not taste the same.
It's all potato.
If I hand mashed potatoes and took those potato flakes and put them out side by side, you couldn't tell them
Yes,
apart.
I could. And I tell you what, imagine taking an apple and just taking the skin off the apple and just giving someone the skin and being like, doesn't this taste like apple? No.
What's that got to do with what we're just talking about?
A potato flake is like just the skin of
the
potato.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's a big lie fostered by the potato business.
Potato flakes are not made of potato skin.
They're made of potato. The guts of the potato.
Absolutely.
Again, who do you think is the potato expert in the room, gentlemen?
Well, I think it's us.
Obviously, it is. They take these potatoes, they run them into a tumbler that de-skins them all, and then they shred them.
Is that part true?
And emulsify them into like a slurry, and then they dry that out, and it creates these potato flakes. And then they can be reconstituted into a full-blown potato simply by adding water.
Let me tell you something about those potato flakes. That is not far removed from manna. Like, remember the days of Moses?
Now let's go back to Adam and Eve.
You can get manna in a can, and it's called Pringles, man.
Manna in a can.
Like deviled ham.
Manna in a can,
manna
right there.
In a can.
Cardboard can.
Manna.
You don't want to talk about manna?
Do I want to talk about manna?
I said, do you know what I'm talking about when I say that?
You're talking about what Moses offered the Jews in the desert for 40 years.
The Hebrews, yeah.
Yeah? What about it?
It's like a hoarfrost. It was like the equivalent of potato flakes.
Right.
That
they could make it into bread.
They gathered up and make it into bread.
Right.
Potato bread, just
you
like
do
that.
Anything with the potato.
I mean, think about
Close Encounters of
like
the Third
Potatoes
kind.
From Heaven.
I'm saying if it was good enough for Moses, it's good enough for me.
They should rewrite that song.
They lived on for 40 years
from heaven. Yeah. Potato from heaven.
What time is it?
It's that time, Rick. It's potato time.
Hot dog.
Do the mashed potato. You could have had that as our closing. We could have had Private Idaho at the beginning and mashed potato time at the end.
Which one do you want as the closer?
I want mashed potato time to close it out.
You got it.
Mashed potato.
See you later. Rick Gator.
Sophia Gator.
And Alligator. It's the
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for a cannoli.
No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that, legal in hand, see you later from Rick Gator and Alligator. This has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling production. Accept no substitutes. Because, you know, there aren't any. The part of Queen Elizabeth was played by Kristen Ringhausen.